This is a call for an uprising. We welcome you to today's show. We ask those of you who have not subscribed to please subscribe to our YouTube channel as we continue to expose the satanic Illuminati agenda and the ushering in of the Antichrist. We also ask those of you who have not subscribed to our backup channel to do so. You can find it in the description box below. The reason I recommend doing this is as this channel grows and the truth continues to get exposed, there's a very strong chance that they delete and take down this channel. So that'll be a backup channel so we could all stay connected to each other and continue the movement and the awakening that is occurring here. Today I want to talk about charities, specifically cancer charities that have been set up, such as the Susan G. Komen Foundation that supports breast cancer awareness. Okay, for starters, let's move past this whole breast cancer awareness thing. I think everybody's pretty aware, right? I think we're aware of what's going on, that breast cancer exists, that cancer exists, and they refuse to find a cure for all of these cancers, unless, of course, you're a Satanist or an elitist or somebody in the Masonic Brotherhood, then you'll be treated without a problem. But it's this notion of charities in general. It's become like a fad almost. People want to be involved in these things more so than for actually helping people, because it's trendy to be involved. It's trendy to run a marathon, run a race for breast cancer awareness. How is that helping solve breast cancer? It's not. But people want to, you know, go attend these events and take pictures and act like they're high and mighty and that they're really helping the world out when they don't have a clue where their money's even going. And that's what I want to talk about. I know people have a good heart and some people really do want to help, but there's definitely ways you can help without giving your hard-earned money to some charity. Because these charities are corporations. Last year, Red Cross made $3.4 billion in revenue. $3.4 billion. You think they would be able to take a third world country and pretty much rebuild the entire thing and save millions and millions of lives. But you have to understand, these companies such as the Susan Komen Foundation have CEOs, have executives, have employees, have a marketing team. And when you donate money to charity, you are not helping the actual cause. You are just paying these people's salaries off. That's their revenue. What you give them is the revenue. And it's a real scam. And it's really sad that people fall for this stuff. They get involved. I know that people have a good heart. I know people want to get involved and help, but they're doing it the wrong way because they're refeeding the system. They're giving the money right back into the Antichrist system by supporting these charities, because we all know that they have a cure for cancer. We also know that they created cancer by what they put in our food and the chemicals they spray on us from above with the chemtrails. We've identified, at least the people who are awake, we've identified where it comes from and why everybody is getting cancer, because they're feeding it to us with the chemicals that they put in these foods. But again, it's become trendy to support these charities and to do, you know, there's a race for breast cancer awareness. I mean, we're aware that it exists. Does somebody want to cure it? Do we want to focus on where the money goes and why there hasn't been a cure found when they're raising this kind of money? You know, they made over $250 million last year in revenue. The Susan B. Komen Foundation, you know where the revenue goes? Well, 40% of that revenue that they make, which is your charitable donation, goes to public education. What in the world does that mean? They can't even define what that means, public education. So they're educating the public. Why don't they start by telling us why there's chemicals like aspartame in soda, which causes cancer, which has been proven to cause cancer. You know why they don't educate you and tell you that? Because the Susan Komen Foundation makes over $55 million from corporations such as Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola gives money to the Susan Komen Foundation, even though they put aspartame in their soda, which causes cancer. So when they're educating people on cancer awareness, are they telling them that? Are they telling them about the lack of vitamin D that we all have because they've covered the air completely with chemtrails, which means they block the sun from hitting our bodies, the real rays of the sun, which gives us natural vitamin D? We're all vitamin D efficient because of the fact that they are blocking the sun's rays from actually hitting our bodies. These are things that cause cancer, these chemicals in the food. Susan Komen Foundation, sponsored by Coca-Cola, Kentucky Fried Chicken, to name a few. Do you know how much money actually goes to treatment? Out of all of the donation that comes in, 5%. 5% goes to treatment, and only 13% goes to health screenings. Shouldn't it all go to health screenings? Shouldn't it be like 50% goes to treatment, 50% goes to free screening, so people who can't afford to get screened can get screened? No, of course not. Most of this money you give goes right back into the company. Their CEO makes $700,000 a year. $700,000 a year to be the CEO of a charity that raises awareness for breast cancer. Is that a red flag? My point is that people get tricked even with their vulnerability, such as wanting to help and care, because they make it trendy on TV. They have the pink bracelet. Let's donate our money, right? Instead, what people really should do is take their money and give it to help somebody out where you know one-on-one that the money is going to go to somebody and help do something about it. You can find somebody with cancer that might need help. You can find a homeless person who might need $50 to help him eat. There's many things you can do to help people, but people just automatically go, yeah, I'm going to this Susan Komen run, raising awareness. How's it raising awareness? Because we all know it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Raise awareness? Who isn't aware of cancer? Is anyone out there not aware that breast cancer exists? Even if you're off the grid, I think you're aware. That's how stupid they really think we are. And unfortunately, that's how stupid the sheep are. Because they do believe that this stuff goes towards actually helping a cause, when in fact, it just goes to help the corporation, the brand. They're making over $350 million a year, like I said, and 40% goes to public education. So what does that mean? They're putting something in your textbooks at school? Or they're educating the public how? How are they educating any of us? Oh, by giving us false information on how they think they can cure cancer? By not pointing out the obvious signs that they take money from companies that have chemicals in their food that actually cause cancer, but not talking about vitamin D and these important nutritional facts that people are not aware of? Of course not. Of course not. So again, these things need to be exposed. These charities are scams. You have to look at it from that perspective. I hate to be negative. I know everybody wants to believe that everything's hunky-dory out there and all these people have good intentions and good hearts because they're so naive. And then they hear someone like me and they say, that's hate. Block the hate, man. Block the hate. That negative energy, man. I'm sorry to break the news to you. They don't want people being negative because nobody wants to deal with the truth. That's why they have this positivity movement where they're like, block the hate. You've got negative energy. I don't want to be around it, because they don't want to be around the truth. They want to continue to believe that by giving $50 at a cancer awareness race to make them feel good about themselves, like they're helping. Meanwhile, it's going to somebody's salary, which is probably like for 2 minutes of the CEO's day. He makes $50 in 2 minutes, probably. But this is just another one of these setups. Just like I was talking about earlier, the Red Cross. $3.4 billion. $3.4 billion. You could save a country with $3.4 billion. Right? And then they have these world events occur and they ask you for more money. But you ever actually see real results taking place? I don't, personally. If you want to continue to believe that these charities aren't run by the elitists, that some guy just started this charity, right, and raised all this money, and he really wants to help. If you want to believe that, you can believe it. But the truth of the matter is that none of these charities help. None of these charities make anyone aware of what the true facts are. They give you false information. They give you false public education, right? With false doctrines on how to prevent breast cancer and do these things. All of the money should go to that. All of it. I understand people need to make money to survive. That's how the world works. Being a hypocrite about it. Unfortunately, we're all dependent on money because we all live inside the Antichrist system and we can't just go squat somewhere. They own everything. But in reality, they're not trying to cure anything. They're not trying to cure a thing because they already have the cures for all of these diseases. That's how George Bush Sr. lives into his late 90s. That's how Jimmy Carter gets his brain cancer cured when he's a 92-year-old man. That's how Queen Elizabeth, who's probably going on 150 years old at this point, the crypt keeper, Queen Elizabeth, that's how they're all alive and kicking. They don't get sick. Are you kidding me? And if they do, they get cured. but the masses won't. They won't cure you. They'll just give you a vaccination that gives you cancer instead. Or they'll continue dumping chemtrails on your head to give you Alzheimer's and other diseases that all of these things cause that they do to us every day. But I know that people want to be naive and they want to believe that their money's helping a charity because they want to be very vocal about it and let you know that they're doing stuff for a good cause. And then they want to put it on Facebook and let you know that they're doing something good and you should feel bad about your life and you should go help too. When in reality, nobody's helping anything. You're all part of a trend-setting movement, putting on a pink wristband, thinking that you're helping some poor person who has cancer and is dying. A person who's dying of cancer that doesn't even know how they got it or why. That's not educated to know that you have cancer because your government is giving it to you. Because these charities that people donate to aren't really looking for a cure because they already have the cure. But they're not going to give you the cure. Unless, of course, you want to try to join the Brotherhood and make some type of human sacrifice that'll spare you. But otherwise, you have no choice. You have no options except prayer. And can you be healed by prayer? I absolutely believe that you can. But I also believe God has a will and a plan for all of us. And sometimes getting cured isn't part of the plan. That's just how it works. So again, this is just another one of these fake charity setups. This is the Susan G. Komen Foundation that I'm talking about specifically. I'm not saying every single charity. There might be somebody in your local town that has a charity set up. I'm not saying that they're trying to steal from you. But I'm saying these big national ones that get massive media attention, like this one. This is the big one now, the Susan G. Komen Foundation. That's the big one. You hear about it all the time. They're pumping it, right? You have the NFL wear pink wristbands, the baseball players, pink wristbands. Everybody's aware. We're aware at this point that it exists. How about you cure it then? Or release the cure, I should say. Is anybody getting frustrated at this point? Saying, where is all this billions of dollars going? They can't figure this out, yet they can cross man and computer and make a machine human being, a super race of humans. They can do all these things. They claim they can land on the moon, which we know isn't true. But they claim they can do all of these things, but they can't cure a disease. But then in some cases they can, but in some cases they can't, right? And the sheep don't ask questions. They don't try to figure out. They don't say, what's the end goal? How much money exactly are you trying to raise where you think you'll have this cured? It's just pouring money in year after year without a cure being released to the national public. Nobody's suspicious of it. Nobody's saying, wow, the CEO's making $1 million a year. Nobody's suspicious and saying, where is the money actually going? Do you have a goal set? Like, do you need $100 million, $100 trillion, like $100 billion? What's the goal end amount there? You know you can cure this. But money just piles in and it goes right back out to marketing, to paying salary. And people don't ask questions about it. They just say, that's wrong to ask questions about. How dare you ask a question and question a charity's legitimacy? Because, somebody wouldn't be sick enough to set these things up for profit. Give me a break. They wouldn't be? What world are you living in? Are your eyes open? Are you watching the world that we're in? Or do you just want to refuse to see the truth? You want to go through life with your blinders on, thinking everybody's trying to help and everything's good and everything's lovely. Maybe if it was true, the Susan G. Komen Foundation would take the 40% that they use for public education and just put it into free screenings for women so that they can get breast screenings without having to pay out of their own pocket. Instead of educating us, why don't you educate us some more, Susan Komen? Tell me some more stuff about what you've learned with all this money you've made. Tell me more about the research. Oh, you don't want to talk about Coca-Cola sponsoring you and the chemicals like aspartame that cause cancer? You don't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about vitamin D and things that could help prevent cancer? So what do you want to talk about? You just want people to be aware. Got it. Okay, everyone, breast cancer exists. I repeat, breast cancer exists. Everybody aware now? I think if that was what your charity was set up to do, it's done. Everyone's aware. Now cure it then. Or I should say, release the cure. Let the public know that you already have it cured. And only the elitists get the cure. It's a sick world that we live in, folks. Well, we know who rules here on Earth. We know Satan rules. We know he's in control. And stuff like this shouldn't surprise you. I'm sure most of you are awake and know it's a scam. But unfortunately, the sheep don't, because they just want to keep pouring money into this, because they want to wear the pink shirt and run around thinking that they're doing a great thing and taking self-pride in what they're doing, when in reality, they're not doing anything. They're not helping anyone. People are dying from breast cancer. I think people are aware at this point. Let's do something about it. Like, force them into releasing the cure. Or just stop participating in it. Stop participating in these charities where you know the money isn't going to help anything or cure anything. Because that's the truth. And you want to know when they're really going to release the cures for these cancers? When people get suspicious enough to start questioning them, to start attacking them and going after them, then they'll be forced to release the cure. Because they'll say, everybody's caught on, now we have to release the cure. And what they'll do, of course, is they'll set up a new cancer, a new disease that they'll give us, like they constantly do, right? Something new will emerge that there won't be a cure for. But they're pretty much waiting to release the cures and start something else. But nobody's even smart enough to start attacking them and say, we know that there's a cure, then you have it. And these elitists get cured like Jimmy Carter. Okay, we know that you know how to cure it. And now we're forcing your hand. Give us the cure. We're not participating in this crap anymore, these stupid charity races. And then they'll be forced to give the cure out because they don't want the whole world getting suspicious. You have to force their hand. And yes, what will it lead to? They'll start new diseases, of course. But people aren't even wise enough to start attacking back and going after the Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society, and all of these places that make billions of dollars a year. If people attack them, then they would be forced to release it because they wouldn't want all of this revealed. They wouldn't want the whole hidden agenda revealed. They wouldn't want the people behind the curtain revealed. It would ruin everything. So you could force their hand if you go after them. And that's the truth, because they will. They don't want this revealed, this New World Order agenda. But sadly, people are so dumbed down and so stupid. They keep falling for these things over and over. And they don't ask any questions because it would be negative to ask a question, right? It's hateful to ask a question. Do you really think that they're stealing money and it's not a real charity? You're sick. That's what somebody would say, because they're clueless and they refuse to want to see the truth. We can put a stop to it. We can fight back. Pray to the Holy Spirit for strength. Pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for strength, for courage to go after these people. Because that's how you make a difference. Not by running in a race wearing a pink ribbon on your shirt, making people aware of something that they're already aware of. Come on, isn't this human race smarter than this? You would hope at this point. They think that they are because they're so prideful. But this is the dumbest generation of human beings that have ever existed on this earth. Under mind control. Everyone. We have to keep waking people up. I need your help. Let's start waking people up little by little and put an end to this. Lead souls back to our Father in heaven. That's what we have to do. I thank you for listening to today's show. God bless you all. Peace be with you.